You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is First Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, literally the Holy House, refers to the Holy Temple built in Jerusalem on the Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount. According to 2 Samuel chapter 7, David desired to build a temple for Hashem, but was not permitted to do so. Later in the chapter, Hashem declares that it will be Solomon who will build the temple. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22, we see that David had already had a large supply of material for a temple that he gave to Solomon, and he purchases a threshing floor from Arvana, where the temple was to be built. The Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, tells us that Solomon first turned to Hiram, king of Tzor, upon undertaking the task of building the temple. Hiram was in possession of rare forests, cedars of Lebanon, and cypress trees that had no match in the world. Solomon believed that these trees would be perfect construction material for the temple. The temple was built 3 stories high with a series of chambers around the structure of various sizes due to the different thickness of the walls. The temple also had windows with fixed lattice work. At the rear of the temple was the Holy of Holies, forming a perfect cube of 20 cubits, which was lined with cedar and overlaid with pure gold. Within the Holy of Holies stood 2 cherubim made of olive wood. Each cheruv had outspread wings 10 cubits from tip to tip. The Ark of the Covenant was placed inside the Holy of Holies. The veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple was made of blue, purple, and crimson yarn and fine linen, and with cherubim woven into it. The doors of the Holy of Holies were made of olive wood, into which cherubim, palm trees, and flowers were carved and overlaid with gold. The rest of the temple was 20 cubits wide and 40 cubits long. The walls were lined with cedar on which were carved cherubim, palm trees, and opened flowers that were overlaid with gold. The floor was made of fir wood and overlaid with gold. The doorposts were made of olive wood and supporting folding doors of fir. These doors have cherubim, palm trees, and flowers carved in them and overlaid with gold. Inside this area stood the menorah, table of showbread, and the incense altar. On the front of the temple there stood 2 bronze pillars, called Yachin and Boaz. Each pillar was 18 cubits in height, and surmounted by a capital of carved lilies, which were 5 cubits high. In front of the temple, in the court of the priests, to the southeast, stood a laver 10 cubits in diameter, which rested on the backs of 12 oxen. There were also 10 bases, made of bronze, and ornamented with figures of cherubim, lions, and palm trees. These bases supported a laver on each, and were made portable with wheels attached to them. The altar also stood before the temple, and was 20 cubits square and 10 cubits high. In front of the court of priests, there was a series of steps which led to the woman's court, along with access to various storage chambers. Outside the woman's court and the temple area, in a large expansive area, was the court of the Gentiles. When the work was completed on the temple, Solomon had the Ark of the Covenant brought up from the city of David and placed in the Holy of Holies. A celebration was held, and Solomon praised Hashem before all the children of Israel and told them of David's desire to build the temple. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth unto David my father, and has fulfilled it with his hand, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein, but I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Lord said to David my father, Since it was in your heart to build a house unto my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless you shall not build the house, but your son that shall come forth out of your loins, he shall build the house for my name. And the Lord has established his word that he spoke, and I have risen up in the place of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord spoke, and have built a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Solomon beseeched Hashem to hear the prayers of Jew and Gentile alike, who offer prayers and supplication to Hashem. Solomon then blessed the children of Israel, reminding them to not forsake Torah. 1 Kings 8, verses 55 through 61. And he stood and blessed the entire congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he spoke. There has not failed one word of all his good word that he spoke through Moses his servant. May the Lord our God be with us, as he was with our forefathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him to go in all ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our forefathers. And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be close to the Lord our God day and night, that he sustain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, each day's needed granted on its day, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is none else. Let your heart therefore be whole with the Lord our God, to follow his statutes and to keep his precepts as of this day. The temple became the sole practice of sacrifice, replacing the local altars built in various communities. The sacrifices were carried out daily in the morning and afternoon, with special offerings on Shabbat and holidays. Levites recited psalms at appropriate times during the offerings for each day, and during other times of the year, such as Rosh Chodesh, or the new moon. Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem for the second time in 586 BCE. Under the leadership of his captain of the guard, Solomon's temple was burned to the ground on Tish B'Av, and the children of Israel were led captive to Babylon. Israeli archaeologist Eilat Mazar observed that archaeological evidence of Solomon's temple had been found in remains taken from refuse from a construction project performed on the Temple Mount by the Muslim Waqf in November 1999. In the summer of 2007, archaeologists overseeing construction on the Temple Mount reported evidence of human activity, most likely belonging to the First Temple period. In October 2007, the archaeological remains dating back to the First Temple period were discovered on the platform of the Temple Mount. Thank you for listening to the First Beit HaMikdash. Shalom.